Everything is going to the O's this hour of the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We are so lucky to have cast members from Odd Squad stopping by. So this is the PBS Kids series, now in its third season. The secret agents solve all kinds of mysterious problems using logic and reasoning. Odd Squad follows two agents, Olive and Otto, who are part of a team that works to save the day using math when, you know, odd things happen.
My name is Agent Olive. This is my partner, Agent Otto. This is what came first. But back to Otto and me. We work for an organization run by kids that investigates anything strange, weird, and especially odd. Our job is to put things right again. Who do we work for? We work for Odd Squad.
Yes, you do. Here's the number to call to talk about Odd Squad. Grown-ups, lend a hand, 800-642-1234. We have Alyssa Hidalgo, who is Agent Orla, the oldest Odd Squad agent by a lot at 500 years young. Alyssa, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And Jace Alexander, who plays Agent Omar, who chipper optimism sometimes gets in the way of solving cases. Jace, welcome to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now Big O herself, actor Millie Davis was Miss O. Now she's Big O, the boss of all the agents, still loving juice boxes all the same. Millie, welcome to you.
Hi, thank you for having me, guys.
Well, Millie, how does it feel about going from Miss O to Big O to lead all the agents?
Yeah, it's definitely a big character jump, but it's a great opportunity to take on the role, and I was so excited to do it.
Yeah, you've been with Odd Squad since you were 7 from the start. Now you're 13, is that right?
Yep, almost half my life.
Wow. What does it feel like to see the evolution of this show?
Well, I just feel like so proud to see how much the show has grown. And it's like we've all become such a big family throughout the years. And I'm just happy to be a part of the show.
What is Big O like? Because sometimes she barks orders. She likes juice boxes. She's very particular and she wants things done just right. What is it like to play that character?
Well, I think that the Big O is definitely, like, not like me. So, like, playing Miss O at first when I was a lot younger, it was a lot harder to get into it. But then now, like, I feel like I've had a lot of practice, so it comes very naturally to me. So,
yeah. You like to give orders to the other agents and kind of fall into this character who you've known for so long now.
Yeah, exactly.
Alyssa, your character, Agent Orla, is centuries old, very wise. What is she like?
Well, she's very unique, you know, even the way she looks, because of her hair and her armor, it looks really different. And she even, like, talks different because she's, like, really old. But yeah.
She has, like, this ornate hairpiece. Is that right?
Yes.
What is that like putting that thing in?
Well, most of it is actually my real hair. The big braid is my real hair, but the rest of them aren't real.
What do you like about your character?
I like how strong and independent she is. Like, she's very independent.
Very independent. Yeah, and so old. I mean, she brings a lot of memory with her.
Oh, definitely.
Jace, tell us about your character, Agent Omar. He's probably one of the more chipper members of Odd Squad.
Definitely. Omar's all about being happy, adventure, sometimes getting souvenirs if you're following the show. But Omar's just the one guy that just always wants to have a good time.
So let's bring in a question here from Kaylee. Kaylee in Independence, Kentucky. Hi there. What would you like to ask Odd Squad?
What is your favorite gadget?
What is your favorite gadget? Well, let's start with the Big O. What is your favorite gadget?
My favorite gadget is the juice boxinator because I can make as many juice boxes as I want whenever I want. So that's definitely my favorite one.
What about you, Alyssa? Alyssa, what about Agent Orla? What is her favorite?
That's a great question, Kaylee. I don't know. I think I would say maybe the guacinator because I love guacamole.
Oh, that's great. And what about you, Agent Omar?
Just like Orla, the guacanator for the parties.
Ah, yeah, that laid-back Agent Omar. Happy-go-lucky. Well, Kaylee, I understand that you love pretending to be the Odd Squad. Is that right?
Yeah.
What are some adventures that you go on?
We like to pretend to do the Odd Squad cases that we watch on our tablets.
That is so awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. So, Millie, what is your favorite thing about being the Big O? Is there something about her personality or how she leads the agents?
Yeah, I think it's important for young kids to see like a strong female sort of running things on their TV to show them that like they can do it too, and that they can do anything and girls can do anything. So I think it's really important for them to see that. And that's why I love playing Big O. Yeah.
And as the agent in charge, and I might add a young lady of color, that too probably has an impact.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Jace, how do you see Agent Omar? Because, you know, he's a laid back character, but you seem to identify a bit.
Yes, I am pretty much Omar in a nutshell. I'm a very laid back person as well. So fitting right into Omar's character came pretty naturally to me.
Yeah, yeah. What are some different scenes that Omar really shines through in that laid back character?
Everybody's panicking and I'm just, you know, sitting there worried about souvenirs and not being able to play a board game or something. And it really shows that I'm just like, meh.
Alyssa, what about Agent Orla? What does she add to the agency?
Well, as I said, she's very strong. And even though she's a bit impatient, I think she has a lot of out-of-the-box ideas that can definitely help out.
Yeah. Well, the Big O, where do all these O's come from? Why do all the agents start with O?
I honestly couldn't tell you, but I think it's because like odd starts with an O, and I think it's because it's like Odd Squad, but I actually don't know. I think that's something that the Big O's centuries ago will know. But
you mean the producers didn't let you in on why they continue to fall back on O names?
I guess so.
I think it's wonderful though that they kind of follow that pattern. I'm wondering too, Alyssa, do you look at math in new ways after playing your character, Agent Orla?
I mean, it was actually funny. One of the episodes, we were learning about different shapes and how to fill it in without having any gaps or overlap. And I was actually doing shapes in my school at that time. But it's like that sometimes.
Yeah, so you were able to transfer a little bit of the scene and the episode that you were playing out on Odd Squad directly into the math that you were learning at the time.
Yeah.
We're talking with actors from the PBS live action kids show Odd Squad. We have Agents Omar, Orla, and the Big O in the house. And they're played by Jace Alexander, Alyssa Hidalgo, and Millie Davis. Odd Squad debuted in 2014. What do you think of their cases? Which episodes were the oddest to you? Who is your favorite agent, and what do you like about them? Here's the number, and Odd Squad loves numbers. Here comes 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in a moment with Odd Squad right here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we have very special guests here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have some of the agents from Odd Squad giving us an inside look at the PBS Kids show. So what do you think of all their O names? And here's the storyline. This is for you, grown-ups. Kid actors portray agents who are on the case solving problems using math and logic, and they're doing it in unusual ways. So who's your favorite character on Odd Squad? Why do you like them? Do you ever put to use the reasoning of Odd Squad in your own life? Call in now, 800-642-1234. We have several cast members. Alyssa Hidalgo is Agent Orla. Jace Alexander is Agent Omar. And Millie Davis is Big O. We also have, I think we have on the line, Gavin MacIver Wright. Is that Agent Oswald?
Yes.
Oh, hi. My gosh. Hello, Agent Oswald. So tell us about Oswald, a little bit about your agent. What's he like?
He's very charismatic. He likes to hang out with his friends. He loves going on new places. He is scared of a lot of stuff, but he does love trying new things, and he's always up for an adventure.
He's always. Do you see a little bit of yourself in Agent Oswald?
I do, yeah.
In what respect? Where do you kind of shine through in this character?
He loves to learn. I do love trying new things, and it's the exact same thing. He loves trying new things.
So I have a question for all the agents here, and I want to know, if your character could have any pet in the world, what do you think they would choose? And since this is Odd Squad we're talking about, they can choose animals like unicorns or giant flying pigs. Jace, I'm going to start with you. What would Agent Omar choose?
Omar, since his spirit animal is a panda, he would definitely pick a panda because they're laid back, just like him.
Have you seen pandas up close?
Actually, no, but I actually want to see one. I like how they eat bamboo and they just don't care.
Well, Millie, what about the Big O? What would she choose?
I think she would probably choose like a dragon to like be her little sidekick. Or
wait, when she doesn't have enough fiery breath, when she doesn't have enough fiery breath orders, then she would just turn to her dragon?
Exactly. Or like a tiger. I feel like she would have a tiger too.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Alyssa? How about Agent Orla? What would she choose?
That's funny. I was actually going to say, I think she would choose a dragon as well because they're very like fierce, just like her.
Very fierce. So Gavin, Agent Oswald, what would Agent Oswald choose?
I think he would choose a sloth because they're very chill, just like a panda. They don't really, like, get in a lot of danger. They're just kind of like their own kind of little person.
Did you say a sloth?
Yeah, a sloth.
Oh, and they kind of curl around you a little bit, and they kind of give you this hug when you're holding them. Oh, they're so cute, though.
I know.
Adorable. Well, Gavin, it is so good to talk with you. Thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it.
No problem.
So, Millie, you've been on the set of Odd Squad, as you mentioned, like about half your life. What is it like on set, and how do you guys go about filming these episodes?
Right. So the environment on set is always like super positive and everyone really gets along. And I think that's like the main thing you want to see on a film set because it honestly, like, it doesn't happen on all of them. So that's why the show was so appealing for me to do when for so many years because everyone on the set was always so like inclusive and positive and kind. It's a lot of work on set, but I think we always get like great breaks and great food and
craft services is alive and well, huh?
Yes, very much so.
What is your favorite food to eat on set?
I don't know. Probably the tuna melts because they make really good tuna melts on set.
Jace, what do you like about being on set? How do you juggle it with your schoolwork too?
Every once in a while we get school breaks to do school, but probably my favorite thing, other than the craft table, if I'm being genuinely honest, would be just, you know, the great environment. As Millie said, everybody was friends. And it makes all the difference because, I mean, a bad environment's going to make for bad acting and a good environment's going to make for good acting. So,
all right. So what is your favorite thing to snag from the craft services table?
I like the sugary sweets personally, so definitely the jujubes. I had countless amounts of jujubes in one day.
That's true.
Oh, dear. Well, Alyssa, how about you? What is it like for you on set?
I think Millie and Jason already touched on it. I really like interacting with different people, and the environment is so positive, and I just love being around everyone.
We're talking with Alyssa Hidalgo, Jace Alexander, and Millie Davis, and they are agents on Odd Squad, the PBS series, Agent Orla, Agent Omar, and the Big O herself. Here, you can join in with your questions about Odd Squad and the characters you love over the years. 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Millie, how is it for you to have to see season after season a new set of characters as the characters literally age out of Odd Squad?
Yeah, I love getting to meet new kids every season and sort of getting to, like, not mentor them, but, like, sort of show them around and, like, show them, like, the show a bit, too. So I've really enjoyed getting close with everyone through the years. And I think, yeah.
Kind of like a good mentoring boss would do, huh?
Yeah.
Well, your characters solve all these weird problems all around the world. Now in the third season, you have this mobile unit. What is your favorite problem the agents have had to deal with? Millie, you can go first.
Oh, wow. Well, there's been a lot. I mean, there's tons of episodes. I think all of them are pretty equally odd. yeah, I don't think there's a big standout there, honestly. I think they're all pretty crazy. But Alyssa or Jace, do you guys have any standouts?
Well, as I said, I really enjoy working with shapes. So definitely a problem where I mentioned before, you had to like fill in all the shapes. I really enjoy doing that.
Yeah. Jace, how about you? What do you think is the oddest problem that your character has ever had to solve?
Mine was probably when I came down with a case of clonatosis and was running away from the circus, and my friends had to help me.
How did they help you?
They had to slam a pie on my face.
Nice.
I got to eat it.
How did that feel? How many takes did that take?
It happened a lot. I just got pied and pied and pied over and over again. And finally, they were like, we like that one. I'm like, I can't take it anymore. My stomach hurts. No.
What kind of pie was it?
Whipped cream.
Just basically pure whipped cream, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that is fabulous. Well, I'm wondering, you know, there you are as part, you know, actor, also being deep into your studies as a student. Do you have any tips for kids who are trying to juggle multiple things in their life? Millie, why don't you start?
Yeah, I think that in terms of, like, trying to juggle multiple things, I feel like since Odd Squad when I was 7, it's been, for me at least, it's been like that for a while now. And I think most of it is having a lot of organization, being organized and knowing what you have to do when and having, like, a set calendar. And I think putting school first, like, school was always first for me. My parents made sure that I knew that if, like, I was falling behind in my school, there was no more acting and I'd have to get caught up in that before going back to acting. So I think, like, putting your priorities first is really important too. So, yeah.
Millie, what do you love about acting?
I love meeting new people and sort of getting into that environment. And I also love being able to use my acting talent to inspire others, and because I know that the show has inspired a lot of kids for learning and to get into math. And yeah.
Jace, how do you juggle the acting and all of the other things going on in your life?
For me personally, it's just like know when you have to put something else aside in order to do something that really matters. Like, some days I'm gonna be wanting to relax, but you know, you gotta catch up with school. So some days you're just gonna have to put what you need. You need to put what you need to do first rather than doing what you want to do first, because you need to set your priorities straight.
We are in a totally odd and wonderful hour with the cast of the PBS Kids show Odd Squad. We have Jace Alexander there, Agent Omar, Alyssa Hidalgo, Agent Orla, and the Big O herself, the leader of the agents played by Millie Davis. So who is your favorite agent? What do you want to know about how the set of Odd Squad works? Let's talk about it. Grown-ups, lend a hand with dialing, if you please. 800-642-1234. We'll be back with more Odd Squad right after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking with the actors from the hit PBS Kids show Odd Squad here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In its third season now, agents solve problems by using math and logic.
My name is Agent Olympia. This is my partner, Agent Otis.
This is a taco not wearing pants.
But back to Otis and me. We work for an organization run by kids that investigates anything strange, weird, and especially odd. Our job is to put things right again. Who do we work for? We work for Odd Squad.
Yes, are you a fan? What are your questions for Agent Omar, Agent Orla, their boss, the Big O, and the actors who play them? Here's the number to call, 800-642-1234. And we have actors Jace Alexander, Millie Davis, and Alyssa Hidalgo who stay with us. Alyssa, I didn't get to ask you before the break. Do you have any tips for how you juggle acting and schoolwork and your home life? What are some tips you could give us?
Definitely work hard consistently and have dedication, and really just like the key to success when you're working.
Yeah. How do you try to tell yourself, keep at it, keep working hard? Do you give yourself incentives? Do you make lists?
Usually when I'm like kind of not focused, I usually grab a bite to eat. That usually helps me. But other than that, you know, sometimes I just have to like take a breath and just like rethink, and then I'll be good.
How do you stay organized?
In terms of school and stuff?
Yeah, in terms of school, your schedules, you know, all of the engagements that you have.
Well, that's a lot of, like, time management. So I need to, like, wake up the right time. I need to eat. And so the main thing I really learned is time management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Odd Squad agents, they fight all kinds of odd villains. And I want to know, what do you think is the oddest villain that they've ever had to face down? Jace, we'll start with Agent Omar. What is the oddest villain he's encountered?
Well, for me, I think of them as the coolest villains. And I liked Mr. Lightning.
What's up with Mr. Lightning?
I just like his hairstyle and his colors. Like, I think it's all really cool.
What about for you, Millie, in the Big O? Because she encounters a lot of issues as the head of the agency.
Yeah, absolutely. I think my favorite villain, and probably the oddest villain in my opinion, is the Noisemaker, because he's just like really loud and he creates a lot of oddness. And also he's an awesome guy to work with, the actor that plays him too. So
what is he like?
The Noisemaker?
Yeah.
Or the actor?
Yeah, the actor, the Noisemaker, his role. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Noisemaker basically like his costume is basically just a bunch of instruments all over him. So he has like drums on him, he has an accordion, and he just like walks around playing music and creates like sound waves and a lot of oddness. So yeah, definitely my favorite villain.
Wow, it's like costume design out of control.
Yeah.
Alyssa, where have you seen a really odd villain with Agent Orla and the creativity?
I think I would have to say the Sticky Sisters. They're my favorite because they always work together, which I think is pretty cool. And their costumes look really cool because they're like sparkly green and things. And they also like spray cinnamon buns at us, which is actually pretty cool because I love cinnamon buns.
So it's like a double whammy there. They're cool, they're sticky, and you get the cinnamon buns. I mean, that set must be just so unpredictable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
You never know what you're going to encounter. Well, let's talk about one of the latest cases that the Odd Squad had to solve. And it features a really fun villain. And Jason, Alyssa, your characters went to Pittsburgh to help solve Odd Squad's 100th case. And there was this evil villain in the city named Shelly, and she was up to no good,
yeah,
like villains are. So, Alyssa, how was Shelly terrorizing Pittsburgh?
Well, she was turning things into sandwiches, which wasn't really good. Even as delicious as sandwiches are, it's not really good when everyone is a sandwich.
Well, what happens, Jace? I mean, what does this villain end up doing?
Well, she ends up turning a lot of people into sandwiches.
How does this, Millie, tie into math? What do we learn here?
I don't know. I wasn't in Pittsburgh with them for this episode, but yeah.
Millie, what does it like that the mobile? It's a mobile unit agency now, and so that you're literally globetrotting, and it's set in different places like Antarctica, Amazon. What is that like?
Well, it's really great to travel to some of those places, especially with the great cast members and some of the crew. It's a lot of fun, definitely a big party and fun to film in different places too and have that opportunity to sort of be in different environments and different cultures.
Where is the favorite place you have filmed on location so far for Odd Squad?
Definitely Australia was my favorite place. It was just a lot of fun and yeah. It was beautiful there, too.
Yeah. And so what happened in the episode in Australia? Do you recall?
Yeah. I mean, it was the big finale, so we can't really say a lot about it. But we're excited for you guys to see that.
All right. So that's upcoming in the third season. I get it. All right. Ooh. So, Jace, what about you? What has it been like for you to have sets outside of the math room in the normal set that you usually use?
That's really fun getting to go all these different places like New York, Australia, and especially on the flights there. I'm like super excited. I'm like, we're going to go see kangaroos. So it's really cool getting to go all these new places.
Alyssa, what has it been like for you to travel to these different sets?
It's actually been really cool seeing different places. And my favorite would definitely be New York because I love the city. And we were walking and then I turned into Times Square. And it's like you kind of get a sense of what it looks like in like the movies. But in real life, it's so cool with all the billboards everywhere. And like I just felt so excited.
Yeah, yeah. Talking with Alyssa Hidalgo, who plays Agent Orla, and Jace Alexander, who plays Agent Omar, and the Big O herself, Millie Davis, on Odd Squad. You can join in with your questions about Odd Squad, 800-642-1234. What characters do you like? Have you played out different episodes of Odd Squad in your own life, or have you put the math to use? Join in, talk with the cast of Odd Squad, 800-642-1234. So Jace, Agent Omar has been to a place called the 17th Dimension. He gets stuck there with Agents Oswald and Opal. What's the 17th Dimension?
Actually, I got stuck there by myself. And
oh, you did?
I didn't know what to do. So it's very weird being in this complete white void, not knowing where you're going. So that was definitely a very weird experience for me.
And what did you learn there? What did your character learn there?
He learned how to put aside things like process of elimination in order to figure out his answer.
And then, so did the other agents join you there at all, or what? How did they get involved?
I actually ended up getting to meet different agents that got stuck. So I ended up meeting different people in order to find out a way to escape.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you end up escaping?
I had to change my badge number.
And, you know, numbers are so important. That's what I've learned, fractions, or at least gotten better at fractions by watching all of you on Odd Squad. You know, are there things like fractions that give you kind of those aha moments, Millie, as you look at your scripts?
Yeah, definitely. I think the math is definitely geared toward our younger audience watching. So a lot of it, we certainly have already learned, but I think, it's great to read it over and sort of like remember stuff that we used, that we learned a while ago too. So, yeah.
Millie, what is your favorite episode of Odd Squad ever? And I mean, you go back so many years to the first season, there's so many episodes to choose from.
Yeah, my favorite episode is the Christmas episode. I think it was season one. And that episode was so fun to film. I got to eat a worm cake and Santa Claus was there and there were reindeer there. And it was just a really fun episode to film. And it's my favorite.
What about you, Jace?
My favorite episode to film was definitely Into the Void because I got to roller skate.
Do you have
it? Was a learning experience.
Oh, so you don't have any special talents in roller skating?
Oh, no. I was actually pretty bad at it at first.
You had to do some.
I was in the middle of school and they're like, okay, we're going to teach you how to roller skate. I was like, wait, how's that going to work though? And so.
Can I get a credit for gym class here? I mean, come on. That's what I would have said. Alyssa, what's been your favorite episode?
I think I would definitely say Into the Odd Woods because I got to get pied in the face multiple times, actually by Jace, but it was really fun, and the whipped cream did taste delicious.
Jace, what was it like throwing those pies over and over?
Fun. Very, very fun.
We are in the wacky world of math with the agents from the PBS Kid hit show Odd Squad. We have the Big O, actor Millie Davis, who leads the agents in the Odd Squad hierarchy. Jace Alexander here plays Agent Omar, who is happy-go-lucky, and Alyssa Hidalgo plays Agent Orla, who is quite serious and independent, as we've learned. Still time to talk about your favorite Odd Squad agents and episodes. Have you thought about math in new ways from the show? Here's that number, kids, 800-642-1234. Back for more Odd Squad in a minute. Count to 60 plus 30 on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we watch a lot of Odd Squad in our house. I don't know about your house, but we love all the O names, and I love my agent Oliver at home. So what an absolute pleasure to have cast members from the PBS Kids show for the hour, season three, underway. Agents are working out of a mobile unit, as we've learned, that visits different places around the world to tackle very odd cases. And the agents use their math skills to take on the unusual problems. We have one and only Big O, played by Millie Davis. We have Alyssa Hidalgo here, Agent Orla, and Jace Alexander, who plays Agent Omar. So, Millie, I want to ask you, because you started on Odd Squad at age 7, how did you come into acting? What was that road like for you?
So, basically, my brother was acting before me, and I sort of saw him do it, and I was like, wow, he's so cool. Like, I want to try that too. And then, so yeah, my first acting gig was me and my brother playing brother and sister, actually. So that was super great to have that as a first role. And then I got Odd Squad. That process was crazy. There were like 7 auditions before I actually got the part. So, the audition process is always, it's always so great.
Wait, the audition process wasn't odd? I mean, 7 auditions is a lot. What were they having you do?
Well, there's like, it's kind of common actually for a lot of shows to have tons of auditions, because it's like the first auditions, which is like tons of people, and then it's like callbacks and then callbacks again, and like on screen tests and chemistry tests to like see how you are with the other people that are sort of in the run for it, and then final callbacks and all of that. So it's a crazy long process, but the end result is great. Yeah.
Alyssa, how did you find your way into acting?
Well, ever since I was younger, I'd always had an interest in acting because I just wanted to be on TV. And I watched Adam Sandler on TV, and he really inspired me because he's so funny. And I'd always said that I would be the female version of him. And then I got my first gig, I think, when I was 10 for a commercial with Got Milk. And I actually went to Mexico to film that, and that was so cool. And I met a lot of new people there. I still keep in touch with a lot of them.
Oh, wow.
And now I just love being in front of the camera and entertaining people.
Yeah. What was it like for you to get the part of Agent Orla on Odd Squad?
It was like a really good feeling, because I went to the audition and I was like, oh, am I going to get it? Am I not? And I was just waiting to hear. And then my agent called me and told me that I got it. And I was like jumping for joy. I was so excited and that I got it and that I would be on Odd Squad.
Oh, Jace, how about for you? How did you come into acting?
Actually, my mom was the original person who suggested me into acting. So I wanted to give it a try. But then it wasn't really my strong suit at first. So I stopped for a while. And then maybe like a year or two later, I came back into it, and here I am.
Yeah, so you give it a break, give it a little rest, and give it another try. Well, let's take a call now. Freya is joining us. Hi, Freya.
Hi.
Hi. Oh. What is your question for Millie?
What was her favorite episode in season 1 of Odd Squad?
What do you think?
My favorite episode in season 1 was the very first episode, because that's when Agents Olive and Otto came and we got to meet them, and it was so fun, and we got to show them around, and yeah, they got to learn how to be Odd Squad agents.
Freya, what do you like about Odd Squad?
I really like it because of all the villains and how they're trying to solve cases, and that a bunch of odd things are happening, and there's a bunch of cool creatures and all the doors.
Do you have a favorite villain, no. Freya?
My favorite villain would probably be Noisemaker.
Noisemaker. Ah, yeah. So that's a fan favorite there. Freya, thank you so much for calling. So I understand there's also Odd Tube that you've been making. Millie, what is Odd Tube?
So Odd Tube is like Odd Squad's YouTube channel, and Alyssa is actually the host of that, so she knows a lot more about it than I do.
Oh, Alyssa, can you tell us about it?
Yes, thank you, Millie. So OddTube, as Millie said, is a YouTube channel for Odd Squad, and basically this season of OddTube, we're seeing different people from around the world and talking about different things. Like, there's an episode called Van Secrets, where we learn about all the different secrets of the van, and that was my favorite episode, I think, of OddTube.
And what is it like, Alyssa, to be hosting it? Because that might be a different set of skills than acting in front of the camera.
It's a lot of fun, actually. There was actually a smaller crew when we were filming OddTube, and it was a lot of fun, and I got to meet a lot of different people who were playing different agents in OddTube.
So we're talking with Jace Alexander, Alyssa Hidalgo, and Millie Davis, who play Agent Omar, Agent Orla, and the Big O on Odd Squad. With your questions about Odd Squad, 800-642-1234. So, Jace, what is your favorite subject in school? Do you like math in real life?
Actually, no, not really. I'm not really that good at math, actually. But my favorite would actually be science, because I like all the different experiments that we get to do and like the hands-on activities.
Oh, sure. And so how do you incorporate schoolwork into your acting? Do you have a tutor? How does that work?
Oh, yes. We actually did have a tutor. We have a tutor that we go to when we have downtime during the day.
Okay.
And we also have designated days where we have school. So there's always going to be a day where you have to go to school.
Millie, how long does it take for a season to be shot? Like, how much time does it take?
It really depends on how many episodes. Like, I think first season, it was a lot. It was, like, I think a year overall that we filmed, maybe even more, that we filmed all of the episodes in the first season, and same with the second season. And the third season was a while, too. I think it takes a really long time to film, but then it also takes a really long time to add all the special effects and put the editing into process and do ADR and pickups and all that. So the overall process it's really long.
And tell us what ADR stands for.
So I don't know what it stands for, but ADR is basically when, after we're done filming,
yeah,
if there's any lines that we did that maybe had like noise over them, or they want us to say it in a different way, or like it got cut off by accident, or it got edited wrong, then we go into a recording studio and we have to like match up our voice to like what our lips are saying, basically.
Yeah, some do-overs, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Millie, have you been thinking about what life will look like after Odd Squad for you, because this has been such a commitment in your life?
Yeah, definitely. Well, Odd Squad has been super great with having me do other projects while filming, which is one of the reasons why I love Odd Squad, that they're not super like strict about that, because a lot of shows are, where they won't let you like film any other shows while you're doing their show. So I've been able to do a lot of different projects while filming Odd Squad. So hopefully I'll be able to continue that, after Odd Squad, and focus a lot on school as well.
Well, thank you all for joining us. This has been fun.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We are signing off with the agents Omar, played by Jace Alexander, and Agent Orla, Alyssa Hidalgo, and the Big O, Millie Davis, who was 7 when she started, and now at 13, she's the only main character still on the show, the leader of Odd Squad. This is Takeaway 4 by Soundcheck. It's the boy band that the Big O and all the agents love. Have a great weekend, explorers. I'm Kate Archer Kent. It's the morning show, and you're listening to the Oddias Network. Before I could give it to you, so much to feel, but nothing to say. 'Cause you take my breath. Oh.